The Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph tells us what was the chiddush of the Memor of Shmuel. The chiddush of the Memor of Shmuel is the Lishna Basroi, Kama Shmuelon. That Hochik Siv Ki Yikach Alay Shikach Asa Atzmai. What does that mean? Ki Yikach Alay Shikach Asa Atzmai. Therefore, what? Again, what's the Gemara going on? Hareini Yishech. Hareini Baileich, Hareini Yerisech. So somebody says, Hareini Yishech, it's no good. Why is it no good? So the Gemara says, because it says, Ki Yikach, Velei Shikach, Asatzmai, and therefore what? What's no good? What's Pshad? Ki Yikach Yishisha. You have to take the woman, Velei Shikach, Asatzmai. Not that he takes himself and gives himself to the woman. Hareini Yishech means I give myself to you. So that's no good. Ki Yikach, V'loi Sheikach Asatzmai. What does that mean? This is going to the Lashon? The Lashon's no good, Sheikach Asatzmai? Or the Kedushin's no good, Sheikach Asatzmai? What's wrong? If he says, Hareini Yishech, I'm going to be your husband, that's not a good Lashon? Or it's a chesaron that it's not a good Kedushin? Kedushin don't work that way, huh? So the chesaron is in the language he's using, or it's in the thing he's trying to do? Being clear? What? So it's just chesaron in the lashon. Which in the name of passes the Kedushin. Chesaron in the language, or chesaron in the thing he's trying to do, a marriage that's not a marriage, or he's trying, or he's just not expressing it right. Clear?
Same
thing? It's the same. It depends on your view as part of Kedusha. Well, I'll explain what I'm getting at. There's an expression, there's something called the sin of commission and the sin of omission. What's the sin of omission? The sin of omission is if you forget your wife's birthday, that's a sin of omission. Isn't anything wrong, but you failed to do something right. That's a sin of omission, right? That's like Shevat Haaseh, right? A sin of commission is when, use your own imagination, you do something that's incorrect, so there's a tain on you. When a person says Hareini Yishech, that's a sin of omission. He just left out a good Lashon Kedushin. Or is it a sin of commission? This pshat that he did something which was improper. Did he leave out the Lashon Kedushin? That's the problem. Hareini Yishech is not Lashon Kedushin. It's both. When you say he did both, what you mean to say is tell me a nafka mina, so maybe I can answer you, right? Nafka mina is, let's say he says both. He goes over to a woman. He has a ring in his hand. And he says, Hareini Yishech Ba'at Ishti. Goes over to her. He says, look, we're giving you this ring, but to her, right? Hareini Yishech Ba'at Ishti. V'ani Yishech B'tabazu K'das Moshe B'Yisrael. He does both. Is that good or it's no good? What? You can't do Pagina Dibura because Pagina Dibura, That doesn't make sense here. See, it depends. Hagin Dibur didn't aid this. We say this in Bezdin. Doesn't ignore Sehef and listen to him. Here, it depends. What's wrong with Hareini Yishech? If Hareini Yishech is just what I'm calling a sin of omission, you just failed to say a good Lashon Kedushin. If you just fail to say good Lashon Kedushin, so now if you say Hareat Mekudeshes Livani Yishech B'Tabazu, so now it's good. Because you could learn there's nothing wrong with Hareini Yishech, it's just nothing wrong with it, nothing bad about it, nothing good about it. It's not a Lashon Kedushin, it's not a Lashon Kedushin. It's a nice thing. I'm your husband, it has nothing to do with Kedushin. It has nothing to do with making the Chavos Kedushin. So if you learn that Hareini Yishech is just a zero, it's a nothing. So then if I use both Lashonis, then it should be good. Why should I make it worse? It's just a nothing. It doesn't make it worse. However, you could look at it that Hareini Isheich is it's a toast because you try to make a type of chasna where the man gives himself to the woman, which the Torah says doesn't work. A sin of commission means that what I'm doing is a bad thing. I'm doing a marriage where I give my ishus to the woman. And that's not a marriage. There's no such marriage. There's no such chasnas in the Torah. Hareini Isheich is a type of marriage which doesn't exist. I want a type of marriage which doesn't exist, so there's no such marriage. It doesn't work that way. That's not a chasna. Memela, if it's a chasarin that Hareini Isheich is bad, Hareini Isheich is a negative, Hareini Isheich is making a type of chasna which doesn't work, that's not kedushin. Shika chasatzma is not kedushin. So then, if I say both lashaynis, I say hareini yishech va'atishti, then betabazul gadosh Yisrael, then it should not be good. If you say that way, what?
He's saying that you're my wife. So that's again kiyika.
So he's trying to do both. He wants to do a chasana where it's a fair deal. I'll be yours as much as you're mine. I'm yours, you're mine. That's the type of chasna. There's no such chasna. Chasna says the woman gives over her issues to the man.
As long as she's taking her, she'll be good. Bottom line is, he also did something where he said that you're going to be my wife.
When he says you're going to be my wife, if you learn there's nothing negative about that, then you're right. It's just missing something good, then you're right. But if you learn v'loy shikach chasatzma, it's a miut, that when the man gives himself to the woman, that's chasarin kedushin. That doesn't hefnish kedushin. So then, it doesn't matter if he also does it right. Lamaisa, this deal, I'm entering into a deal with a woman, this deal is not kedushin. It's a deal where she gives her ishas to him and he gives his ishas to her. That's not kedushin. That's something you thought up on your own.
As long as she gives him her ishas, still
good. That's not the agreement that they're doing. That's not the deal. The deal, he wants a kedushin where two things are happening. And those two things, it's one kedushin with two things happening. Does that work? I would think Kapi Svar shouldn't work. That kedushin is not a kedushin the Torah said.
As long as it includes what the Torah said, it makes a difference. If I make another deal, it's not that
if you wear five batim and you fill in, it's possible. Even though you have four batim, if you have a fifth bias, it ruins it. That's not filling. Right? Even though you have four batim, if you have four batim, even it wouldn't be baltais, if it wouldn't, that's not filling. Filling is four batim.
Oh, if it's separate,
I'm asking. Here, is it separate? I'm doing one deal with this woman. Is it two different things? It's one. I'm giving her one ring, and making up the two parts to the agreement.
Yeah, it's not. You said $1,000.
See, a tanai of $1,000 is a separate thing. I'm giving it to you, and it's a tanai. But the thing I wanted twice is a kedusha. When I say
your husband and you're going to be my wife, it's the same. As long as you're saying that you're going to be my wife,
do anybody want to help me? What do you say?
I think. Between.
What?
Because an amanas,
I don't want amanas. This amanas is not the definition of kedusha. Society gets nice. So that idea of Yankee, if it's a society gets nice, it won't. If it's nice, McClure, it doesn't work. It'll depend on who has tonight. But I'm saying here, the way I understand this, it ruins the Kedushin when you do it this way. Because that's not Kedushin. You want to do something that's not Kedushin.
The Kedushin that you want to do is the Kedushin where they trade issues. That's
yes. Yeah. So that means he's trying to do a thing which is whatever he's trying to do, it's an imaginary thing which doesn't exist.
Okay, so
he's making a deal which doesn't exist, so it cancels out and they're not married.
No, but the other part of the deal stays.
Yeah.
That part is
that's why you understand it.
The right is master is good, but the right is the reigning Ishek is not good.
Right.
The right is the reigning Ishek, but this means also good. It's both things.
Well, I know how. If our reigning Ishek is no good, so what else he said?
According to the first guy, the reigning Ishek is no good.
I can be right for care. It says in the Sefer, if you say Atishti, it's good. It's Mashri, say Atishti, and Harani Yishech, it's Dolgan. Right? Sefer only says Atishti is good. It doesn't say yeah, both together. Well, when you say only Harani Yishech, we'll all agree in Kambes Mechish. Just Harani Yishech, we'll all agree. Whether you learn that it's a zero, or you learn it's a negative, Lamaisa and Kambes Mechish. It doesn't matter if it's a zero or a negative. What's there to be Mechish about? If it's a nothing, then there's nothing to be Mechish for. And if it's a negative, there's also nothing to be Mechish for. It can be a kedusha, which is probably not a kedusha. That's all it means.
You meant the right thing. You said
a
lashon is not
so good. So that's a kedusha. Mechish. You say a lashon is no good. That's a kedusha. No, because this lashon is totally off. For loy sheikach zatzmi. Look, we definitely memayit sheikach zatzmi. Kesav Rishach, we definitely memayit that ain't kabeis mechish. I'm only asking: are we memayit it that it blives zero, or are we memayit it that it's a chesaron in the kedusha? It makes the kedusha worse. We have a drasha ki kafalei shikachas atzmei. It was certainly memayit. Whichever way you learn, even if you learn that it's a nothing, but with memayit the pasuk, it's not a kedusha. The Torah says that you have to have a lashon of kicha, not a lashon of yikachas atzmei. No lashon of giving yourself away. At any rate, this is l'chayra. There are two possibilities. Let me tell you the way it seems to me, Bashkof Rishayna. Maybe we could. It seems to me that the Hamakna learns the way I'm saying at the end of that piece. The end of the Hamakna says that it should be at most a Suffolk Kedusha. If you say both together, at most it should be a Suffolk. What's a Suffolk? A Suffolk is what we're talking about. The Suffolk is that when you say both Lashaynas, does the Lashon Harein Yishech make it worse? Does that make it worse than it would have been otherwise? That's a suffix. Why should it make it worse? So the way I understand, the way it should make it worse is the way I'm explaining, because that's Mishkan Kedushin. That's not Kedushin. That's what it says in the Hamakna. Rav Meisha, in the Igros Meisha, says the way Yankee is saying. Rav Meisha says that when you do a double ring ceremony, so the man gives a ring to the woman, he says, Hare Abukadesh, sleep with Abazu. And then the woman gives a ring to the man, even if she says, Hare Ata, Mukudesh, sleep with Abazu. Right? Even if she does exactly the same thing. Rav Meisha says that what she did, it's a zero. It's a nothing. It doesn't change anything. He gave her a ring and you're married. He gave her a ring and they're married. And she gave him a ring, so. It's not. He says you shouldn't do lachatchila because people are going to misunderstand Kedushin, they're going to think it's not. But if you did it, you're married. Because, why are you married? Because it's not Moisif, it's not Megareya. Most it is like Masna Mashikosa B'Torah. You know, you're trying to say it should go both ways, which it doesn't work that way. And Masna Mashikosa B'Torah, the Tanya is possible. It blives nothing. Ramesh understands that the Hareini Yishech is a nothing. It doesn't make it better, it doesn't make it worse, it doesn't make it good, it doesn't make it bad. You ignore it, and like you say, Palgina Dibura, or like you say that they can't make it worse, whatever you're going to say, Ramesh and Emzon, for Pashtus, that it's good.
Even if she said it first?
Ramesh doesn't talk about that, and that will clearly declare. But this is where Ramesh writes.
It's easier.
Say a little better.
He's
not saying it together. He knows she's going to say it. They rehearse.
But that's not the Emancipation I'm trying to destroy. You can separate them. It's easier to say that someone finds a condition where there's a trade or there's a trade off.
More than that. And it's real what you told me yesterday. what you should say is that one is two giving of rings and one is one giving of a ring. I think it could be mechalik. One second. So one second, before we get into being mechalik, I mean, everyone understands just where I'm coming from. Huh? The Hamakna says he's mesupik, but he's mitzadeit that it should not be good, that adding makes it worse. Why does adding make it worse? Because the way I understand what he means, it's Lashon is very, very bekitzer. The way I understand what he means is that when you add this Lashon to Kedushin, doesn't nishkan Kedushin. You're saying, I want to do a Kedushin that works this way, there is no such thing. You're trying to create something which doesn't exist, and Mimela, there's nothing. It makes it worse. Rav Moshe says, no. It doesn't make it worse. If you did a good Kedushin, you did a good Kedushin, and it doesn't make it worse. If the Kedushin's done, it's done. Now, there is a mokim. This is why I assumed yesterday it's a machlokes to Rav Moshe and the Hamak. That was my assumption yesterday. That Rav Moshe holds it doesn't make it worse, which he holds it's a zero. It's like a sin of omission. It's a mistake. And the Hamak holds, at least it's not Sufik, that it actually makes it worse. So it was pointed out to me yesterday that it could be that it could be mechalik between the two. It could be it's lav dafka. Maybe there is no machlokes. Maybe Rav Moshe would agree with the Hamak. That if you do it all in one Maisa Kedushin, you go over with the ring and say, Hari Amu Kedushas leave, Vahareini Yishech, maybe Rav Moshe would be masking that Kedushin is not a good Kedushin. Because that Maisa is not a Maisa Kedushin. It's not a Maisa Kedushin, it's a two-way street. That's not what the Torah was given after Kedushin. Rav Moshe is only Mekel because in his case, they're two separate Maisim. They're two separate things. The man gave the ring, finished. And now the woman's giving the ring afterwards. So maybe Rav Moshe only held his way because it's two separate Maisim Kedushin, two separate ring, giving of rings. So maybe that's where Rav Moshe held it's no good. It could be that Rav Moshe will be made to the Hamakna, that if it's all one Maisa, you give the ring once and you do both, then maybe Rav Moshe would be masking to what says in the Hamakna. Which if that's so, then maybe there is no machlokes. Maybe if you do it all in one Maisa, it's no good. And if you do it in two separate Maisa, it is good. Could be. So what are we left with? It comes out. You have something core here? Harein Yishech comes out. We can now learn three ways. Either when Harein Yishech is nothing, and if you say both Lashainis is fine, the way you are saying it means it's always good. We can say Harein Yishech messes everything up, and if you stick in Harein Yishech, it's always no good. Or maybe. Third possibility, if you do it all in one giving of one ring, it's no good. And if you do it in two separate giving of rings, maybe it is good. Follow? Those are the possibilities, yes.
And here, the way it's not shot is that it's like you say in a woman, you're being medallah that you're not going to keep. I don't know why I'm making it so complicated.
So I agree with you. I agree. I'm Svara. I see it more that way.
Not as the mirror, no, but you're showing that you don't know how to
position. Okay, so you want to answer because he's saying he doesn't understand what you said.
I'm asking you doing it. Or do you know what?
What you're saying is that a guy is doing it, you're splitting it up. The guy's saying, I want to do the whole position based on what I'm doing and what I'm here doing. That's not how position works.
As long as at some point he agrees that he wants her to become his wife, that should be good.
He thinks he's becoming his wife by doing two things.
What makes a difference? Bottom line is he wants her to become his wife.
Yes, he wants her to become his wife. What can that doesn't work for becoming
wife?
Is it Kenya that's not Kenya by Hashem? I'll tell you why. Nobody else has an opinion on the matter. This doesn't have to do with Kinyan Mayel Kishen Mayel, and I'll tell you why it doesn't. Kinyan Mayel Kishen Mayel is, there's money on the floor, I want the money. So the result is clear, I want the money. I want the money by falling on it, that doesn't work, so maybe I can be kind of the money by standing a dollar out. But the result is clear. What we're arguing here
is that the result is flawed. What I want is a kind of marriage that doesn't exist. I want this marriage where the man gives the ishus to the woman, the woman gives the ishus to the man. There's no such marriage. That's not marriage. The kinyan is one kinyan. I'm doing it with kesef. But the result, I want a type of kedushin, this kind of kedushin. But that's the way of getting the money. I want to get it by falling. But the result is a good result. I want the money. What's the difference? I want it this way, that way. The result is the same result, just two ways of doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kinyamayot yishenamayot. When it's a different result, that's not kinyamayot yishenamayot. That's in God's sense. That's not possible.
He wants to get her issues and he wants to give over his
issues,
but he can't give over his issues.
Are they separate things he wants to do, or is it one thing that he wants to do? You only like two separate things.
It gets the same thing. It makes them married. He wants to do it by
they want a kind of marriage which there's no such marriage.
He wants a marriage. So he thinks, how am I going to get the marriage? I'm going to take her issues and she's going to take my issues. He can't give her his issues. That's not in my
issues.
It's one Kenyan. It's not Kenyan like Kenyan. It's one Kenyan. It's not Kemal, it's two results. That's the thing. It's not Kemal, okay, Shadow Marks. It's one Kemal. It's a question of what the result that they're aiming at is. So now, when they have this result, what you're saying is half of the result is ridiculous, let's ignore it. And the half which works, let it work. And the way I would look at it is, Lamaisa, he agreed to a certain agreement. And if that agreement makes no sense, let's throw out the whole agreement. Yes?
Therefore,
so therefore, it should be a good kedushin because the part that he's saying, I'm going to give you my issues, just makes no sense, and just throw it out. Alright, so what's this Tolian? What are we arguing about? We're arguing about if Hareini Isheach.
It doesn't make no sense. You can make a measure that you won't marry anybody else.
But that's not Kedushin. That's a separate thing in the Dara.
You
could just decide not to marry anybody else, but that's not Kedushin. Kedushin is Kedushin. It works in a certain way. I would understand better the way that Amakna says better than where Ramesh says. I would understand that even in Ramesh's case, even with two separate mice, Lamaisa, they're going to the wedding, they're going to the chuppah planning to do a certain arrangement. That arrangement is not marriage. It's a nice, pretty thing to do, but it's not marriage. Marriage is not that I give you a ring and you give me a ring. That's not marriage. It's a type of marriage, which is not a marriage. You see, you're right. It will be chesaron just in dibur. So the part, the words he says that are ridiculous, you throw out. The other parts you keep. Right, let's say he would say, he would come and he would say in Chinese, how we have mukadeshesli, which is no good in this place. And he would say in the Lashon Kodesh. So I agree. The Chinese, which is no good, you throw out, and you use the Lashon Kodesh. I agree. But the way I see it, it's more than a chesaron in Lashon. It's a chesaron kiyikach. That's not kiyikach. Kiyikach is isha. You have to take a woman. If you're not going to take a woman, if you're going to go into an arrangement with a woman where it's an equal kiyikach, so that's not a chasna. That's, you know.
There's nothing he's giving over. It's only his words he's saying something. His words means nothing.
The problem isn't with his words. The problem is his arrangement. But his arrangement with this woman is an arrangement that doesn't exist. There is no such arrangement. You're making a new thing. That new kedushin is Mishkan kedushin. There's no such thing. That's the way I would understand. I think it's something you can argue about, obviously. But you can see tzitzadim. I understand it more the way it says in Hamak.
Then, if her Russian doesn't really mean anything, it's really his Russian. So, the fact that she gives another ring
from the night, though, so even if he had a good intention that she may have come to him, she had the intention, her doctor is there. She's only being doctor himself to him. He's being like that.
So Ramesha says that's Master Mashikas of the Torah, that's not his bottom. That's Ramesha writes. The Tanai part he's not concerned with. If you turn to the Rosh, there might be a raya a little to what we're arguing about. In the Rosh, on the first page of the Rosh, he brings down our Gemara in Simon Beis. The first bunch of lines are just the Lashon HaGemara. Simon Beis, Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, the first five lines of the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, the Kedushin Nasan Lo Kesef Yishav Kesef. Amar Lai Vikdash Li Amar Restus Li Arli Li Yintu Vayiz Emu Kudeshes. Good. Harini Shech, Harini Baalech, Harini Vesech, En Kam Beis Mechish. Sif Hikav Alay Shikach Asatzmai. It's also good. Chem Vigerishin, Nasan Lo Getva Amar Lai Magoresh, Amar Teres L'Chaladam, Harizim Magoreshes. That's a good Lashon Gerushin. Ein Yishech, Ein Yibach, Ein Yisech, Ein Kam Beis Meir, Shlech, 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 that one line. V'ha Mayri, Afilu Medabari, Malas, Gegit, Gitav, V'kedushah. Even if he's in the middle of being Isaac, Al, and Yonah, Gitin, V'kedushin, Dehani, Lishni, Gri, Menosn, La, Bishtika. Look at those words. Hani, Lishni, the lashon harayni ishech guri meinasan labishtika. It's worse than if he gives up and says nothing. He's medaberim alis kegita v'kedusha. He walks down the aisle and he said that's considered medaberim alis kegita v'kedusha. So really, if he's quiet now and gives her a ring, it will be a good kedusha. But instead of being quiet, he says harayni ishech and he gives her a ring. That makes it worse. Why does it make it worse? Why does it make it worse? Why does it make it worse? Isn't it a raya to what I'm saying? It makes it worse. It's a raya that saying Hareini Sheikh, it's not just that you failed to say a good lashon. Like I say, a sin of omission, it's a zero. If it would be a zero, it would be fine. The Raisik Vinyani Iske Gita Vitishah. But one second, but here it's worse because here, he said Hareini Yishech. He messed it up by saying Hareini Yishech. Why did he mess it up? It was a good kedushin. It's like saying Tula Shainis. First he does this Kegitav Grishah, and then he gives to her. So why is it worse? Because of Rav Peres Cheshvin. Yeah. According to Rav Peres Cheshvin, you're right. There's no raya from this through the Rosh. The Rosh would be Pasha. According to Rabbi Baruch Ber, that if you mean to be Mekadosh with Amira, a Sukkah Basinia doesn't work, so then the Rosh is easy Rosh. Of course, the Lashon makes it worse. You're right. If you don't go with Baruch Ber, if you learn that Amira is only to be Megali Adas, so what does it mean, Hani Lashi Gri? You mean Lashon 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 Lashon? How do you learn that?
That's the only way he wants to do the Kedush, that it should only work through my giving of my issues to you.
Then why are you, in my case, didn't you agree with me?
Because then,
why is the Russian case
also,
any better?
Because he's also saying that he also wants to work, he also wants something to happen behind it against her issues.
I mean, here he's touching up his previous Asuka by saying it.
Yeah.
What's your name? He's touching. Right. He's saying, so now you're not saying that the Russian is like zero. The Russian is a Russian. But he's saying, I only want it to work this way, so maybe if you say both, it's better than if you just say. Okay, I agree. It's a good timing. It's a good timing. What? The Kamar Sano says something a little different. The Kamar Sano says it's a in pay. Kamar Sano says kibin shahaysef ledaber bani lishdi gri gara by sofazu shechozar midaiti rishayin. He's having charot of what he did before. Sounds like chiddush. What? It's pretty clear that the chesaron is in the ma'isa, not in the lashon. And if the chesaron is in the ma'isa, not in the lashon, pashtus, the way I understand, if you say both the shayos, it should be no good. Like he's saying, even the chesaron is in the ma'isa, but it's still be good. Here, all you did was a ma'isa that has a chesaron. Shaykh, if you do both Lashaynis, that's like doing both Ma'asim, so maybe it's better. Alright, yes? He said a Reini Sheikh. That's not Haim. Reini Sheikh. If you're right, so this case will be totally in this too. You can't prove anything. You don't bring a raya, you're just saying that case would also be totally in this. You have no proof in that case itself, right? So, alright, so what are we walking away with from this sugya? Walking away that l'chayr, there are two ways of looking at chsarin of Hareini Sheikh. You could look at it that it's a destructive thing. When you say Hareini Sheikh, it ruins whatever you do, and it makes it worse. Or you could look at it that Hareini Sheikh is a garnished, it's a nothing. Doesn't make it better, doesn't make it worse. The Dabra Aliska gives me Dusha, it certainly does make it worse, but at least maybe when you say both the shyness, you want to do two of both. Doesn't make it worse. Ramesh, at least in the case of the two Maisi Kedushins, I don't call them Maisi Kedushin, the woman giving and the man giving two Maisim, Ramesh holds that doesn't make it worse. And once you did it, you did it. So again, just I don't want to walk away, everybody should walk away confused from what we're talking about. What we're saying is, there are two ways to learn Hareini Sheikh. There are two possible nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be if you say both Lashaynas, that the Hamakna says is a nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina is a double ring ceremony, where he gives and she gives. It's possible each of these is a nafkamina. Or it's possible to be mechalik, and maybe to say a double ring ceremony is better, because one thing is finished before the other one starts. And saying Tula Shainis is worse because it's all in one Maisa. What we're coming away is that this is our Safik. The Hamakna at the end calls it a Safik. He's not Machriya. He calls it a Safik Kedushin. So certainly there's a tzad that Hareini Sheikh makes it worse. It means it makes it worse if he's Yikach Hasat. No, you marry me is not good, because that he takes her. Will you let me marry you? Like Hari Atishti. What do you mean? Yeah, I think the Gemara says Beferish, next line. That's good. Gemara says Hari Atishti is good. Because Taich Ishti is a man taking a woman. That's Taich Ishti. We would automatically assume the neutral Lashon means the correct way. Harayat Ishti is neutral. You are my wife. It's neutral, but we Taich, what's a wife? A wife is someone who gives a reason to a husband. It's not a two-way street. Akoponim, this is this Lashon of Hareini Sheikh, and this is the Shakal Vitari. Let's move on. There's another piece that talks about Lashonis Kedushin, Tana Rabbanan. Harayat Ishti, Harayat Arusasi, Harayat Kanuyali Mekudeshes. What's the Chiddush in these three cases? What's the Chiddush in Harayat Ishti? Could be because it's a neutral Lashon. He's not saying I'm taking her. He's saying you are my wife. Rav Moshe, which really does mean taking, because that's the definition of a wife. Rav Moshe writes in the Dibris Moshe in Horem Mem Gimel that the chiddush of this Gemara is that Beloshen Ovar is also good. It doesn't have to be Beloshen Hoiva. Hare At Ishti. Why? He's giving it and he's saying, you are my wife. His language is, you are my wife with Israel. Hari at Mekudeshes means you are becoming my wife. Hari at Ishti is a Lashon of, you are my wife. It's a Lashon, I shouldn't say Ava, it's not a Lashon Ava. It's a Lashon, it's Lashon Haiva, but it's not a Lashon of doing it. I'm using the wrong word. I don't mean Lashon Hara. I mean Lashon, a statement of Metzius. In other words, how would I express it? Hariyat Mekudeshesli is a verb. You are hereby married to me. With this, you are married to me. Hariyat Mekudeshesli, you are now becoming married to me. Hariyat Ishti means you are my wife. It's a statement of fact. And that statement of fact that's a chiddush, it's a good lashon. How do I know it's a chiddush? But you're not saying you will become my wife. You're saying you are my wife with this ring. Alright, let me explain. I think it'll become clear. Rav Moshe brings from Chesha Mishpat. Chesha Mishpat, you don't need Amira. So he brings from Lashonis of Shtarais in Chesha Mishpat. If you write in the Shtar, I want to sell you a house with a Shtar. What do I write in the Shtar? So, one way of writing, which is good l'kuli alma, shtar kinyan, is I write, this house is hereby sold to you through the shtar, not the shtar zu. So if I write, this house is hereby sold to you, so that's a good shtar kinyan. What happens if I write, did you ever see a deed? Where a deed is written in the United States. What does the deed say? Says the property located at this and this place belongs to this and this person. That's all it says. The property belonging to this and this place belongs to this and this person. Statement of fact. If I take such a shtar and I give it to someone, I say, okay, I want to do a kinyan, you should be kind of the house by giving you this deed, this shtar. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, like Shita Saran, that's not a good shtar. That's not a shtar kinyan. That's a shtar raya. It's a raya that it's yours. But it's not a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan has to be a shtar that says it's happening. It's now happening. That's a shtar kinyan. If you write a shtar, you have to write, you want to do a kinyan with a shtar, you have to write, I hereby am selling you the house. You can't write, this house belongs. That type of shtar, the Ran says is no good. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Cheshimish Paskins this way, Simakuf Tzadik Al-Sif Gimel, that if you write a shtar that just says the fact, this house belongs to this person, that's not a shtar kinyan. That's not a language of a shtar kinyan. Rav Moshe brings that I just called the Shitas around the Shitas the Mukhi Yosef. He brings that the Ran disagrees, and the Ran holds that it is a good shtar kinyan. Okay, the first Shitas was the Mukhi Yosef, holds it's no good. And he brings the Shitas around that holds it is good. And of course, the Nafkamina is our shtaris. Today, when you go to a closing on a house, unless somebody's a Ben Torah and he knows to do a kinyan, probably 95% of the time when you go to a closing, you don't really own the house off the halacha. So what do you do at the closing? You give a check, which is not cash, and you give a shtar, which is not a shtar, if Messias Mafteach is a Kenyan, and you give the keys, that could be a Kenyan. But the giving of the shtar is totally in this machlokes and Mukhi Yosef in the Ran. Again, Mukhi Yosef says it's no good, and the Ran says it is good. The shaila is, so what's the tzad it's no good? The tzad it's no good is that when I say this belongs to you, that's not a shtar kinyan. That's not a kinyan. A kinyan is, I say, it should happen with this shtar. Not a statement just stating the facts. Memela, by Kiddushin, I would think, Sakhar of Moshe, Hariyat Ishti is not a good Lashon. Just like over there, it's not a Lashon Kenyan. I would think here also, Hariyat Ishti should not be a good Lashon Kenyan. The Chiddush of our Sugya is that even if you hold by Shtar Kenyan, that stating the fact is not a good Kenyan, but by Kiddushin it is good. By Kiddushin it's good. Hariyat Ishti is good. even though over there, the Sarvi Shenim hold it's no good. If you hold it is good, it's the Chiddush that it's good. So Ramesha says that's the Chiddush of the Lashon of Hariyat Ishti. Moshe is misupik if Hariyat Ishti and Ishtar would be good. Ishtar Kiddush. Maybe Dine Ishtar Kiddush would have to be like Ishtar Kinyan. But certainly in Amira, Hariyat Ishti was saying Hariyat Ishti is good. So that's the Chiddush of this case. So Hariyat Ishti, Hariyat or Rusasi, back to the Gemara. Hariyat Kedu, Yalim Kudashas. Hariyat Shali, Hariyat Rashusi, Hariyat Kukali, Mekudashas. Vosninu, Kulu, Bechaga. Why say three and then three? Tana, plus, plus, Shaminu, Vigersinu. That's just Maestro Shaya Kachai. The Tana heard all three, and Mimele, he was Garista. Ibayel. Yuchedes Limahu, Yuedes Limahu, Ezrasi Mahu, Nekdasi Mahu, Ezrasi Mahu, Tzalasi Mahu, Sagrasi Mahu, Tachti Mahu, Tefusasi Mahu, Chasi Mahu. Okay, before we get to being patient, most of these were not patient. What's going on here in the Gemara? Ezrasi Mahu. Ezrasi. Why should Ezrasi be good? So Rashi says, why is what's it said it's good? Esloi Ezek Kedegdai. So Ezrasi is good. That's the tzad, Ezrasi is good. Harufasi, so the Gemara is going to bring it right, Harufasi is good. Well, what's going on here with this Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that if I'll be a lamdin in the Beis Medrash, and I'll say Ezrasi, yeah, there's a pasuk, Ezrasi is a kedusha, so maybe it's a good kedusha. So we're going to pass and it's a good kedusha. Is it possible to do that and to be kaveya halacha in Shulchan Aruch that Ezrasi is good? Shouldn't everything depend on the people, on the time, and the place where it takes place? Like just because there's a pasuk Esla Yezek and Egdai, so who says that a lady knows that that's what it means, or a man for that matter? Ezrasi? I've asked you last week before you learned this Gemara. Is Ezrasi Kedushin? You say, what does Ezrasi have to do with Kedushin? So Gemara comes along and has a clarity. Is Ezrasi good? Because there's the Torah as well as a Kedegdai. That's Kaveya, Aloshin of Kedushin? What should be Kaveya? People should be Kaveya, Aloshin of Kedushin. Let's say a man goes over to a woman and he says to her Aloshin, so how do I decide if it's good? I have to take a poll and see if most people know what that Aloshin means, no? What's a shakla v'tari in the Gemara? So we're talking a case where the woman knows, but you're saying as long as I understand it.
The man has to understand, the aide has to understand, and she has to understand.
So they all have to understand. So our Gemara is talking, they understand it. That's the safi. That's way to learn. It's funny, because Shulchan Aruch just says, Harufasi is good. You know, it's going to come out so strange. The Gemara is going to say, what's with Harufasi? Why does the Gemara say it's good? Like there's a parasha of Shifcha Charufa, brings a carbon asham. If you do Naveira of Shifcha Charufa, what's a Shifcha Charufa? So most people find it confusing. Of course it's confusing. So Machlaik is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What's a Shifcha Charufa? Okay, so Rashi brings, I think he brings that our Gemara is going to Rabbi Shmuel, that what's a Shifcha Charufa? A Rashi. Rashi Dibra Masal Shekem B'Yehuda, he says Taka Daita Kaman Yabba Begin Chatsi Shifcha Chatsi Baskarin Akasam Medaber Teshaya Botzah Kedushin. Rashi says like this: Shifcha Harufa either is a Chatsi Shifcha Chatsi Baskarin or a complete Shifcha Kananis. So if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel and it's a Shifcha Kananis, then Harufasi is not a good Kedushin. And if you have Rabbi Kiva and Shifcha Charufa is a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin, then Charufasi is good because this Kedushin by Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin is Tzad Kedushin. So here what's going on, the funniest thing. You have two people meet each other and he's Mekadishar and he says Charufasi. So now we, the Bezdin, are sitting down. Is Charufasi good? Depends if you're passing Rabbi Shmuel, you're passing Rabbi Kiva. What's a Shifcha Charufa? What do you mean? That's how you decide if Charufasi is good? You have to go out and see what do most people understand Charufasi means. you have to go and take a poll and see, is charufasi mean marriage or doesn't mean marriage? I would think that nowadays, except for people who learned Tavav and Kedushin, everybody else, you'll say, Hariyat charufasi, under the chuppah, no, I mean, I guess they'll guess from the circumstances, but no one will know that charufasi has anything to do with marriage. No? You don't agree with me?
Well, I understand what I'm saying, but I'm saying that people would understand. The only reason that people would understand the difference is because you see the third person related in this way, as a connector, whatever it is. And if a person went to in his yeshiva, they found like a rich mouth, so in a sense, it should have gone away. So
we have to find out which yeshiva he went to, which Beis Yaakov she went to. So what the Gemara is... So how could the Shulchan Aruch be kavei al lashon?
Because it was not a pasuk that is chati shivcha.
That's how we pasuk. We have to know what people think it means.
It depends how we pasuk when the word
shivcha. It depends how we pasuk. But nowadays the loshiv charuf is nobody looks in halacha how we pasuk
the shivcha. What is the reputation of chumash? It is that it's a knanis, so you're not going to connect that with the isha. So it's not only the knanis that charufasi is wrong in talking about, but your reputation is that.
So it depends what you learn and say. So that's the way we should establish. We should go and find out what most rebbeim teach. So what's the Gemara trying to interpret? In the Beis Medrash Yibayahu, there's the Yibayim, Yuchedes Limahu. So what's Yuchedes Limahu? That's a Shaila. I mean, they could have asked in the Beis Medrash, but you can't pask in a halacha. Shulchan Aruch, you've opened up the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Yuchedes Li is a Safi Kedush. Yuchedes, I could hear. People today know what Yuchedes means. But Selassie. Nowadays, Selassie is a Safi Kedushin. You think of a Safi Kedushin, Selassie. If you go over to a woman, they say, Hariyat Selassie. So, what does she think? What in the world does she think? She thinks it's marriage? Selassie, what does that have to do with marriage? She'll probably say, what? You know, what's she going to say?
I'm not.
How do you learn to do the
word? I mean, I understood Selassie's nice. I'm not going to support the Dashi. It makes sense. I thought, I'm not.
So that's what most people think. If you go to a woman and you say, Hariyat Selassie, you don't think you mean even as a tzela.
And
as Rusty, you would think?
They're dating. She tells
us much.
I don't understand.
I'm only Kedushan. I see the Rusty. Don't tell me she's dating. This Gemara is even if they're not dating. Gemara is not talking to Sukhum Vaisi in this. No. Even they're dating. It could be he's giving her any means to be engaged. Or say he needs to be married.
Well, what's she
saying? Well, Bezna has to decide. So Bezna will have to try to establish what her assumption is.
Same thing with the Rusty.
It's true. So they may not understand what Kedushin
is. You need a Lashon of Kedushin. You need an Amir of Kedushin. The question is, are these things considered Lashon of Kedushin? She knows he wants to be Mekadoshin.
Right. There are two ways you can learn this Gemara, and there are those who learn each of the two ways. One way you could learn, and the way I understand the Stipler, in Simen Vav, Ois Gimel, in my print, the other print is probably a little later, the Stipler in Simen Vav, Ois Gimel, learns, Agamar is talking stama. Agamar is converted in stama. Stama. If you say tzalasi to a woman, stama, mahu. Now, if you could figure out that she's a mulumedes, she knows even as a tzela, so then we'll establish it one way. If we can find out she's a public school girl, she never learned chumash in her life, so we can say for sure it's nothing. Stama is a woman. If you say tzalasi, what is it? That's Agamar is shy. That's the way the stipler learns. It's not as geshmak a way to learn to me. It's not as satisfying a way because I have shver that how could the Shulchan Aruch be kaveya? It should depend on every country and every circumstance. It could be that in the yeshivish circles people know what selassie means, and it could be in some other circles where they don't learn much. They won't know what it means. You could have in one country two communities, and one knows and one doesn't. The Stipler says, enough inami, if you can prove circumstances to prove it, Agamar is talking stuff. Or you could learn, and it'd be more geschmack to learn this way, that we're talking about people who zicha understand. We know for sure they know what it means. We know for sure he knows what Selassie is, she knows what it is, the Edom know. The Shaila is it a Lashon Kedushin? Is this Lashon a Lashon Kedushin? I told you the other day that if you make up with a woman or with two Eidim to say a word, you make up a word. You say, when I say this word, I mean Kedushin. It's not Kedushin. Just like Chinese in Eretz Yisrael is not Kedushin. So, the same thing, that the word has to be a good Lashon. So the other way to learn would be that the Shaila of Agimara is this Lashon a good Lashon when they understand it? Avada, if you have a case where they don't understand it, Avada, it's no good. But in a case where he understands, she understands, they don't understand, now we have a Shaila. With everyone understanding, Tzolas Imam. Alright, this I could already, this derech and learning I can understand very well. This is what you were saying. This derech I could seize. Now we clear. What's our clear? Farofas Imahu, the clear is, Chapishmaya Galias, Farofasi, a good Lashon. Rabbi Shmuel's one way, Rabbi Kiva's one way. Okay. The Gemara is much more geschmack if you learn not like the Steipler. If you learn that the Shaila is just a Shaila in Lashon Kiddush. So then it's a very geschmack Shaila Vitari about Lashon and Kiddush.
What
does
the Gemara ask
in
the
In which case, where, at which point in the Gemara? You're talking, no, the Gemara doesn't ask that. Gemara asked that on the tzad of Asukim Vaisinian. That the Lush is no good. And they just want to be because you're Asukim Vaisinian. Alright, I guess tomorrow we'll get down to that piece of Gemara. We'll see. We'll see how it fits in. Tomorrow we're going to make our way into the Inyan of Asukim Vaisinian. And if not tomorrow, the day after, we'll finish up the Sugya of Lashon Kiddush.